In fact, the government didn't encourage that. They had restrictions.
Oh, petrol rationing, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, there was petrol rationing then. I don't know that there was many trucks, but then they didn't want them competing against the railway, and they put restrictions on all those sort of things. Even carriers could only travel so far to pick up goods. Didn't want competition between the railways, because the railways started to lose a lot of freight because of the handling. There was a lot of double handling when you used the railway. You had to get a transport to get it to the railway head, and then you had to put it on the railway, and that was double handling. And they were trying to avoid all that by just using one vehicle, which was the truck. It went from the farm to the works or wherever the sheep were going, so it meant they weren't doing all that double handling. But the railways fought hard, but in the finish they lost. And the trucks have taken over till now. There's some mighty big trucks on the roads.
Aren't there?
Carting stock away, yes. And